You have reached Mercury Insurance. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling Mercury. My name is Omar. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling to get some roadside assistance. Oh, sorry.
My name is Caitlin. I'm calling with Nation Safe Drivers Roadside Assistance. I've got a customer on the line I'm needing to verify coverage for.
Sure. What's the policy number I can take a look for you?
TXAP00001992.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last numbers. 199?
2.
Okay.
It's 3/9. I don't know if you got
3/9?
Okay. Yeah, that might be why I couldn't pull it up. Let me draw that.
Oh, okay.
One second, Mercury.
Is it for Rose Fender?
No, it's supposed to be Cindy Chavez.
Cindy Chavez, okay. And Cindy, what's your address? I can run a search for you.
Okay, I'm still
I have it under 4601. 4601 San Francisco Avenue, 107C, Laredo, Texas, 78041.
All right. You said 4601 San Francisco in Laredo, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not getting a match for that as well. Can I have your phone number? I can run a search for that.
Okay, yes, it's 956-290-6794.
All right. That's 956-290-6794?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing a match, but it's in a quote. So it was never purchased. I just show a quote for May 5th of 2021. And I do show your 4601 San Francisco Avenue address. But it's just a quote form. It was never purchased is what I'm showing.
No, they've been drafting the fees off every month.
Do you have any paperwork in front of you with the Mercury, like ID card or anything like that?
Yes, I do have the ID card here.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry, can you read the policy number just one more time for me?
Yes, it's T as in Tom, X, 6 zeros. 19992-01.
So it's TX and there's no TXAP. It's just TX and then the zeros?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it should be TXAP, but let me... And it says Mercury Insurance on the card, right?
Actually, no. It says Clear Cover.
Okay. That's probably it because... That's not Mercury.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right. My pleasure, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Give me one more second. I'm trying to figure this out.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one more moment, okay?
Okay.
One moment. One moment, I do apologize. I'm trying to find the correct form for you. One second.
Okay.
All right, I was able to finally get that information pulled up. I do apologize about that. And what is the year, make, model, and color of your disabled vehicle today?
It's a 2017 Ford Explorer, and it's white.
What's going on with it today?
I don't know. Suddenly, I guess the battery went out. It doesn't want to start.
All right, where are you wanting to do a jump start service or a tow?
A what, sorry? What was the second choice?
Do you want to do a jump start or have it towed?
Oh, jump start, please.
Okay. And the vehicle didn't shut off while you were driving, did it?
No, I was parked.
All right. And is it currently in a parking space?
Yes.
And is it backed in or pulled in?
Pulled in.
All right. And are there other vehicles around it?
Let me see. I have a space, I have space next to me.
All right, and you're going to be the person with the vehicle when they come to jump it, or is it going to be somebody else?
Yeah, it's going to be me.
We're going to use that telephone number to reach you out of 956-290-6794?
Yes.
And where's the address of where it's at right now?
7605 Green Meadow Drive, apartment D2. Laredo, Texas, 78041.
All right. And you said that was apartment what?
D2.
D as in dog 2.
Yes.
All right. So once we disconnect, I'm going to go ahead and start calling around to get somebody out there to jump that vehicle for you. Once we have your provider secured, you're going to get a text message with that information. You'll have the name of the company that's going to come and assist, their telephone number, and your estimated time of arrival as well, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.